This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP, what's happening?
Today we have some fallout from Christmas, specifically gift giving with Connie and her boyfriend.
Okay. Connie?
Yay.
Yay.
This is weird timing. What's going on?
I'm really upset with my boyfriend. Basically, like, for Christmas this year, I got him a really nice watch. Like, I spent a lot of time picking out one that I thought he would like, and it's worth a few hundred dollars. So,
oh, wow.
You know, I put a
okay. Very nice.
Yeah. I put a lot of work into picking out, like, he's usually a pretty good gift giver, and I really wanted to get him something that he would like.
Cool.
Anyways, and when I gave it to him, he was, like, very excited about it. He seemed like he really liked it. He thanked me a lot. And then, like, he just never wore it over the next few days. Like, I didn't see him wear it at all.
Okay, well, maybe there just wasn't an occasion to...
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't wear a fancy watch unless we were dressing up or something, right?
Well,
maybe.
That's the thing is, like, we went to a pretty nice New Year's Eve party, and it was like a fancier thing. You know, we dressed up for it. I wore like some new earrings that he had just gotten me.
Cute.
And so when we got back from the party, I finally was like, asked him why he didn't wear it. Like, I was like, do you not like it? Like, I just haven't seen you wear it at all. And he told me that he returned it and just pocketed the money.
No.
Yeah. And like, he didn't even tell me until I brought it up. And when I asked him why, yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you say boyfriend or husband?
Boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just
interesting.
Anyways,
do you like him very much?
Hold on.
We've been together for a while.
Like is this
like 3 years?
Average behavior from him. This is really weird behavior.
I think it is.
Oh my God. You're like manna from heaven for me. You like, no matter what, you take the side of her. Can you see any world where she's wrong in this?
No.
She bought him something he doesn't like.
But he didn't communicate that at all.
Oh my God, because I'm gonna say that right when I unwrap the present, I'm gonna go, yeah, no,
not
I don't
right
really
away.
Like what
not
no
right
way
away.
I'm saying that when I unwrap a watch.
You,
I don't wear watches.
No, you
no
wait
but it's
two
way
days?
Worse to be like, hey babe, it's been a couple months, you haven't worn it. Yeah, I returned it.
Yeah. It,
that's so much
weeks,
worse.
No, that's not
exactly.
Worse.
But no, like it is wild. He should have let 2 days pass and then gone to her and been like, hey, I don't think I'm going to wear this. I'm so sorry. I know you worked hard. Can we go together and pick something out that I'm going to wear?
And like, yes. I would have been fine with that. I had so much like...
No, you wouldn't have been fine
no,
with
no
that.
No way!
Oh my God!
No,
this is so
no,
drawn
no,
on.
No, no, no. Here is the thing you guys don't understand. You guys think that you're going to lie and get away with it and it's going to help her. It's going to hurt her less. It hurts her more. Of course she's going to be upset at first, but she's not going to be angry.
And now it's like, okay, so my boyfriend can't even talk to me? Great.
What is the lie?
He just returned it without ever
that's
telling
her. That's
not
a lie. When asked, he told her the truth.
Okay, that's withholding the
That's not
the
withholding
truth.
Information.
Yes, it is.
I sent back some Amazon stuff. Do I have to tell you? Like, what?
He didn't give it to you.
Oh, my
this
God.
This was a gift.
It's not a gift if you're following up on it. Like, hey, how's that thing I gave you? How's that thing? It's like, you gave it to me?
Do you tell your in-laws about that? About the gifts and, like, returning? Or no?
No, of course not.
No, of course not.
I wouldn't tell anybody.
No, exactly. It's my
you gave me a gift.
Why would I tell them?
I either use the gift
because
or I use the cash.
Because when they come over, are they going to be like, hey, where's the wreath?
No.
They might, but in-laws are insensitive.
Right, and that would be inappropriate.
It would be. I can't believe you can't.
I have plenty of gifts from my in-laws.
I'm just going to make an assumption here.
Oh, let's do it.
This is rude.
Let's do it.
Sort of, I'm going to assume you're not a big lingerie girl. You don't like lingerie.
Hold on.
It's just the
Why
first
are you making me? That assumption about
because,
me?
I don't know. You just don't strike me.
I really want to talk to you about the answer,
you strike me as like PJs and not like a whole Fredericks. Maybe you are. But let's just presume. Let's use TX. I assume you're not a big lingerie gal.
No.
Okay.
Not all the time.
Guys do this for their girlfriends all the time. It's like, ooh, okay, I'm going to buy you this. I'm going to buy you something sexy. And then it's like, hey, you never wear it. I was like, yeah.
I don't know if I want a guy to buy it for me. What if it doesn't fit?
Oh, well,
fit,
guess what?
And then that's embarrassing.
Connie's with a no watch guy. Hold on. Like, can I just ask that? Connie, does he wear watches at all? Or did you just make an assumption about watches?
He's like talked about how he's like, I hate that I always have to pull out my phone in order to like look at the time because I get distracted. And so I was like, well, I was trying to listen for what would be a good gift idea.
He didn't say I want
a
watch.
Every man looks better in a good watch.
Not true.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
But I do have a problem because this happens a lot with my wife. Like she will buy me things that I think I don't need. Like she got me stationery with like my name on and everything where I'm like, I don't write notes. What do I need stationery for? And she's like, well, I'm making you better. And now I've used it and I am better. But I feel like it doesn't go the other way. Like, I don't get to buy stuff for her and go, I'm making you. I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah, here's a better vacuum so you can clean better.
Right.
Okay, well, get the man a vacuum. Maybe he can clean
or
better.
Or the lingerie example. It's like, I really want. It doesn't work that way.
But you're trying to make her more sensual.
I was going to say, I'm not terribly opposed to that.
But the reason I said lingerie and I put Erica in an HR situation I've known men who do this because they're like, I want to spice it up in the bedroom. I don't know how to say it. So I buy that. And then she's just like, do you know me at all?
Mm.
Have you seen my collection of flannel jammies? What the F am I supposed to do with
lingerie
this?
Lingerie and jammies have different use.
Yeah.
She just answered the question. 303-222-5423. Obviously pick a side. I'd love for you to pick a side based on the actual facts and
what
not just
are
based
the sides?
On the facts. The fact is Connie bought a present that he didn't want. Can we agree to that?
Yes.
Connie, do you recognize that you bought him a present that wasn't something he likes?
Well, I guess so. I mean,
allegedly.
I wish he would have told me that instead of just returning.
Oh, you're right. On Christmas Day,
anything.
You wanted him to go.
Hold on. I am asking which side people are taking. Is it Connie was wrong or her boyfriend was wrong?
I would say, to be completely honest with you, Princess, they both were. But you can't see a world where she screwed up first.
I'm simply asking.
Oh, you're going to bring it down. Is that what you're going to do?
Which of the two sides you want people to take? What are the two sides to choose between?
Should he have, like, is this that big of a deal? He just took the watch back. But you're acting like, he took it back and got the money and now he's lying. What else is he lying about?
No, I didn't say that.
It's the hiding it that just.
Didn't hide it!
He did. He should have told her about it.
Oh my God.
They should have gone together.
You don't tell people. Oh my God, I made you tamales. And you're like, even
you
you're like, oh, that's not
people,
great.
You don't, but
that's
you
not
tell
great.
Your partner.
No, you don't.
You want him to go together to pick out a different version of something he doesn't want?
Or a new
or
thing.
Or something
He's
else.
He's like, I don't want this.
Take
I don't know how to tell
Take the money and
you.
Get a new thing.
And then let me go with so I can learn.
Learn?
I just want the cash. Connie, I'm so sorry. You're not the terrible person I'm making you out to be. It's just these guys need something to like get it. Hang on. Don't move.
That went poorly.
Did it? Can somebody else wrap it up? Because I'm so mad. No, no one can. She bought him a bad Christmas present. He returned it.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't.
He didn't put it on his calendar. She bought him a Christmas present he didn't seem to love. He returned it without telling her and pocketed the cash. Who was in the wrong here? Connie for buying the gift in the beginning or her boyfriend for lying?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Where's the lie? What's the lie?
He didn't tell her he was
returning it. That's not a lie.
Who was in the wrong? Connie for getting the gift or him for returning it and not telling her?
303-222-5423.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
Okay. Is everybody good? Are you good?
I think I need more time.
Yeah. There has been a lot of screaming in this room over today's OPP. Connie was on the phone. It involves a Christmas present. She bought her man a watch. Turns out he's not a watch guy. Mm-hmm. Have I said anything wrong, princess?
I've stayed pretty quiet.
just there with the princess.
We don't know he's not a watch guy.
We do. He didn't have one. He just happened to mention, I feel weird. He told her, like, I sometimes don't like getting distracted by getting my phone out to look at the time. And she was like, I have an idea. Her heart was in the right place. Absolutely. I'm giving you that. But then
he never communicated with her. Hey, hon, I'm not a watch guy.
It's not real easy to tell you guys we don't like what you did. It's not really easy.
I think it's misplaced fear.
And it doesn't matter if it's easy or not. That's part of being in a relationship. You have to have the complicated.
She crushed it.
But also, Slacker just admitted, we find it hard to tell you we don't like you did something. And Erica said, that's wrong. It's fear.
Right.
Thus.
I want to repeat something. That was Erica.
No, here's the thing. Like, you're right. Like, it is hard. Like, and you're like, it's wrong to feel wrong. Okay, but we do.
If you feel scared, then you might not be with the right person.
No.
Aaron's speaking a lot of truth.
Okay. So he returned the watch, mm-hmm. got the money, didn't mention it to her because it's like, it doesn't matter. I also never wear these underwear I bought that I thought were going to be great. Right? I don't tell you everything. Oh, I bought this on Amazon. I didn't feel like returning it. Ugh, mm-hmm. Whatever. Like,
hey, those things weren't gifts. Amazon and underwear, not gifts. Watch gift.
Okay. Amelia.
Hello?
Amelia?
Do you have the radio on?
I don't think she can hear us.
I don't know what's going on there. Steve?
Guys, I think we yelled too much and we like messed up.
Steve? Steve?
Hello?
Hi!
Hi!
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. What do you think?
About Nicole?
I've lost almost all of my anger. I've lost.
Just in life, Steve. What do you think? Yes, about the call.
Catherine?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yai?
Okay, wow. Gas leak outside today.
Catherine, do you have advice for Connie?
Connie, I think you're wrong. I think, wow. Okay, because a gift, the purpose of giving a gift,
no way. No.
No.
No way.
The recipient is more, is happier with the cash.
What about you?
It's about your boyfriend and what makes him happy.
Right. And she didn't make him happy, so he made himself happy.
Haven't we all been there?
Whatever you want, we'll be happy.
Aaron's crying.
Thank you, Catherine. I'm going to go to one more call, but would you like to read a couple texts? Because
sure.
I feel that we are so off the rails. We've helped Connie zero. Like, all we've done is yell.
Mm-hmm.
And do we think Amelia's back? You want me to try to meet Amelia? Oh my Jesus. I can't do it.
I've got some texts.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, someone said, how could he pocket the cash without a receipt? He was in the wrong, and I think there's more to it. Someone said the boyfriend's in the wrong. Someone said I'm on her side.
Hold on. Are you only reading the boyfriend is wrong text?
I am literally going up from the bottom.
No, you're...
I'm with the girls. That's it. That's a D move to return a present and say you're not going to return it or why. Someone just telling us we should let her talk. The concerning thing is they're a couple and he could not communicate with her. That is a huge problem, which I think is what Aaron and I were saying at the beginning of this break.
But once again...
Before everyone was drunk.
But once again, let me just say this. You're putting that communication problem on him.
Did he not say, I don't like taking out my phone and getting distracted when I need to check the time?
That doesn't mean I want to watch.
Okay. Okay, but she took it that way. And then he said, you got it wrong.
Do you?
I just hit the SpongeBob.
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
The Slacker Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.